Patient experience encompasses multiple encounters of the patient in the hospital with the doctors, the nurses, the other healthcare workers. It ensures that the experience of the patient at the different processes. So patient get an experience every step he arrives in the hospital till he leaves the hospital and thereafter. Patient experience and satisfaction, though are used interchangeably, patient experience is about understanding whether the patient has come for the services and were the services provided well or not. Whatever the services were expected to be provided were provided or not. Whereas patient satisfaction deals with what was patient expectations from the healthcare and whether they were provided or not. So, though the words are used interchangeably, the definition definitely is different and the point of view is also different. In patient experience and satisfaction, we will be taking it up in detail about the chapter ahead. I am Dr. Apeksha with 18 years experience in hospital, healthcare and operations. Let's go ahead and understand. Communication and patient-centered patient-centered care. Patient is always at the center of a hospital. Effective communication is the part of a patient care, and almost 70% of the problems or the issues can be resolved with an effective communication. The foundation of effective healthcare depends upon effective communication as a cornerstone of the quality healthcare. Effective communication promotes understanding, trust, collaboration between the healthcare providers and the patient. So once the communication is clear and the crisp, automatically there is a trust from the patient towards the healthcare services or the healthcare providers. There is an understanding, there is a trust, there is a collaboration. The key elements of the effective communication are active listening, clear and understandable language, empathy and emotional support. So, when we talk about active listening, sometimes patients want to talk about their experience, talk about the services what was provided to them. They want someone to listen to the concerns they are raising. Whether it is a concern or an appreciation, the patient wants to be heard. And active listening is very important here. Never cut down a patient while he's speaking to you. Clear and understandable language. While we are talking to the patient, we have to ensure that the language which we are speaking is known to the patient. We may have multilingual patients from the various backgrounds and the various states of India. India is a country with multiple languages. So here we have to ensure that we use the clear and understandable language while we are communicating with the patient. Empathy and emotional support. Sympathy is a different part, while empathy is the different part while we are interacting with the patient. We have to ensure that patients are in the hospital because they are not well. They are going through this trauma of being not well. They are not in a right state of health. Well, as that right of state of health, not right state of health, has affected their mental health too. So we have to ensure that we provide them emotional support while we are communicating, and whenever we talk to the patient, we empathize with the patient, which is part of effective communication. Patient-centered care. The patient is always at the center of hospital. Tailoring care around the individual patient is very important. Patient-centered care as a fundamental principle in healthcare delivery. When we talk about patient-centered care, the care ensures that the patient is part of his decisions, of his health decisions taken by the consultants or the doctors who are treating him. The healthcare workers, whenever they are undergoing any procedures or the processes, they are briefed about, they are told about, they actively participate in the treatment. They ensure that care is personalized to patients' needs and preferences. So, patient-centered care is always a care given to the patient where he is involved to take his healthcare decisions. The key elements of patient-centered care are shared decision-making, cultural sensitivity, and the patient education. So while we are talking about key elements, the shared decision making is, as I told you, patient should be part of his treatment. Patient should be aware what his treatment is going on. We should understand his cultural requirements while we are treating the patients. For example, Jainism following patients may not take medications post 7 o'clock. So we have to ensure that we also, while we are designing the care, our care is also acknowledging their cultural parts or cultural rights. We have to ensure that we educate the patient while we are making certain decisions. The patient should be aware of what risk benefits are involved in his treatment, and he has complete right to deny the treatment if he doesn't agree. He has the right for the second opinion. Enhancing patient experience. There are multiple encounters, as I told you, and it is more of communication with the consultants, the nurses, the technicians, the other healthcare workers. So it is prioritizing communication and patient-centered care. So if we want to enhance the patient experience, we have to prioritize the communication, and it should be a patient-centered care. Prioritizing these principles can improve patient satisfaction and outcomes. While it improves the satisfaction and outcome because the patient feels the part of the treatment. He feels that he is aware about what is happening in regards to his health. Foster stronger patient-provider relationship. While you communicate with the patient, it also builds in a strong relationship with the patient doctor or the patient nurse, because he feels like he is treated on priority, he feels he is acknowledged, he feels his thoughts are considered, he feels that all his expectations are being met. So that basically also helps to strengthen the relation between the doctor and the patient, or the healthcare provider and the patient. It empowers patient to actively participate in a healthcare journey. The key considerations for the hospitals are training and professional development, seamless transition and continuity of care, patient and family engagement. So the training and professional development has to be done. The team has to be taught the way they have to take up the communication with the patient. There has to be a professional development, and there has to be a seamless transition and continuity of care. If we provide a patient-centered care, we have to ensure that the continuity of care is also followed. The patient, once leaves the hospital, also has to be communicated well, takes part in his healthcare while he is being treated at home on the medications prescribed by the consultants. Family engagement. Patient and family has to be engaged. Now here, let us take example of a carcinoma patient, where a patient is in ongoing therapy for a long term. Though patient has finished his chemotherapy session, still patient is suffering from the disease. A monthly call to the patient to acknowledge his health is part of patient and the hospital connection or the engagement, where he feels that he is being respected, he is being acknowledged, and he is being, you know, understood about his health, and the hospital cares. Let us move ahead and understand access to care essentials. Access to care is a fundamental aspect of healthcare delivery that ensures individual has timely and equitable opportunities to receive necessary medical services and treatment. Every patient have to have access to care, because it's his right to get a proper necessary medical services and treatments. The access is for every individual in this country. This encompasses various dimensions, including geographical accessibility, timely appointments, reduced waiting times, and financial affordability. So while we talk about access to care essentials, it should not be encompassed only to, you know, the geographical conditions, financial affordability, and reduced waiting time. So we have to ensure that the patient is access to care is given to the patient, the necessary treatment and medical services are provided irrespective of any concerns of any dimensions. Uniformity of care is the important aspect in patient care. The geographical accessibility of hospital is critical. Hospital may be strategically located to ensure that patients, especially in rural and underserved areas, have reasonable proximity to healthcare services. This can be achieved through satellite clinics, mobile healthcare units, or telemedicine services to reach remote patients. So if the patient does not fall into the geographical conditions, or if the healthcare is not accessible, now with the digitalization, you can reach to the patient in every nook and corner of the world. Now the healthcare has become closer to you and closer to every patient in this world through satellite clinics, where the consultation is done through telephonic consultations, video consultations, mobile healthcare units have come up, and telemedicine is also part of achieving this geographical accessibility for the patients. Overcoming barriers. The strategy to overcome barriers in access to care, overcoming financial and geographical barriers is crucial. Crucial to improve access to care. Yes, we spoke about financial geographical barriers, and we also understood how to overcome the geographical barriers. Now let us understand financial affordability and how we can overcome this barrier. So hospital should implement strategies such as offering financial assistance programs and providing transparent pricing information. So the prices have to be competitive. The prices have to be, there has to be strategies for a patient who are underprivileged or who are unaffordable. The collaboration with the insurers to negotiate reasonable payment arrangement. So the hospital should ensure that they negotiate well with the insurance company for a better rates for the patient who are underprivileged. For example, let us take a underprivileged or financially non-affordable patient would admit preferably in a general ward. We have to ensure that the insurance company gives us the best rate for the general ward so the healthcare can be provided to all. The payment arrangements help ensure that patients can access necessary care without facing excessive fund burden. So while we negotiate better with the TPA insurance companies, it also increases the patient's affordability for the care, access to the care, and he is not under the excessive financial burden while he is getting treated for his disease. Geographical accessibility. Hospitals need to implement efficient scheduling system to minimize waiting times for appointments, consultations, diagnostic tests, and procedures. The technology-based solutions like online appointments, scheduling, telehealth platform can enhance convenience and streamline the appointment process. See, we have to optimize the appointment slots. We have to optimize the diagnostic test, and we have to optimize the surgical or the OT slot, where we understand by optimizing these services, we ensure that, you know, the services are provided to people who actually require it. We would not, give an unnecessary appointment to a patient, or by minimizing the wait times, we can accommodate more patients. So these are the factors which will give accessibility to more patients to get treated in the hospital. And as we have spoken before, the technology or telemedicine or the satellite clinics have brought the healthcare to your doorstep more closer without any transportation cost. Expanding access through collaboration. Collaborative strategies improve access to care, and it is one of the important aspects to spread across to provide better access to the hospitals. Now let us understand what these strategies include. They include health insurance company coverage expansion. They include multilingual and culturally competent care, telemedicine and digital health solutions. Now let us understand health insurance coverage expansions. The hospitals can work with insurance providers to expand coverage options and increase the number of individuals with health insurance. This includes facilitating enrollment in public health insurance program, providing guidance on private insurance options, and advocating for policies that promote comprehensive insurance coverage. So we have to guide as a hospital. There are insurance companies. We can tie up with the insurance companies, and the insurance company person can be in your hospital. Wherever there is an underprivileged patient, you can connect the patient to the insurance company where he can extend his coverage, health insurance coverage, or he can buy a new insurance policy. Presently, lot of insurance companies immediately start covering for your health services in the hospital. So you have to ensure that the health, you expand the connect or expand the collaboration with health insurance companies. Multilingual and cultural component care. To ensure access to care for diverse population, hospitals should offer language services, including interpreters and translated materials. Yes, as I said that India is a diverse country and we speak multiple languages in our country. So the population which comes to a hospital may not know the language what you locally would be speaking. And English also, many of the patients may not be able to speak or understand. In such cases, we have to involve interpreters who explain the patient in their own language, who bridge the language barrier between the patient and the hospital consultants, nurses and technicians. We have also seen a lot of healthcare tourism increasing. We do have patients flying from all over the world coming to India for the treatment. The interpreters bridge the gap, and it helps communicating better with the patients. Additionally, healthcare providers should receive cultural competence training to understand and respect the diverse backgrounds and beliefs of the patient, which can positively impact access to care. Yes, we have to understand we have cultural diversity, the people from the different cultures, they have different backgrounds and different beliefs. So while we are treating the patient, we have to ensure that we understand their cultural differences, we respect their cultural differences, and plan our treatment according to it, or access the care according to it, which impacts them positively rather than negatively. Telemedicine and digital health solutions. Leveraging technology to offer virtual consultations, remote monitoring and online follow-up appointments significantly enhances access to care. Yes, with digitalization in healthcare, post-COVID era, we have the health care has come really close to the patient and at the patient's door and at the patient's, just a click away. Now, with online consultations, remote monitoring, devices and online follow-up appointments, home care services, the access to care is more, patient has a more access to care, or it has enhanced the way patient can access the care. The hospitals can eliminate geographical barriers here and expand reach of healthcare services. So a doctor sitting in a hospital in Mumbai can treat the patient sitting in Delhi with just a click, that is telemedicine. There are digital health solutions, there are telemedicines, there are devices, remote devices, which help us monitoring healthcare. With telemedicine growing more, we also have tele-ICU. We have grown into that. Impact of physical environment on a patient experience. Comfort and privacy. Now, when we say what are the physical environments in the hospital, there are a lot of, there is the cleanliness of the hospital, there is the comfort of the bed, there is the way they are accessible to temperature of the hospital or the room, the light. So all these aspects, all these physical aspects, how they impact on patient experience. Presently, yes, Wi-Fi is one of the aspects also here, because nowadays patients have become so tech savvy that That is also a part of physical environment now. A comfortable and private environment is essential for positive patient experience. Patients would not like to share his clinical details with some other patients, in front of some other patients, or in front of his relatives. So we have to ensure that we provide a comfortable and private environment while we are connecting with the patient. That is enhancing his experience, because it is impacting. He doesn't want to share his clinical details with any of them. The clean, well-maintained rooms with comfortable bedding, appropriate temperature control, and adequate lighting enhance patient comfort. Let me add Wi-Fi here. Ensuring privacy during examinations, consultations, and discussions with the healthcare provider is a crucial for patient satisfaction. Yes, everyone wants their health information to be private nowadays. They do not want publicly, or even sometimes the family members know about their sufferings or about their healthcare concerns or the health concerns. Now let's move ahead. Noise control. Yes, noise is a big issue in the hospitals. While there are a lot of people or lot of people moving around, there is a noise while they are talking, while they are communicating. So you have to ensure that minimum excessive noise level is important for patient well-being and satisfaction. No one would like when a patient is not well or patient is ill, he may not like experience noisy environment. He is there to rest, he is there to be comfortable. So we have to ensure that we minimize excess noise level. Excess noise level can cause stress, disrupt sleep, and hinder communication between patient and healthcare providers. Strategies to reduce noise, such as soundproofing measures and respectful behavior by staff and visitors. We have to ensure there are no excessive visitors in the hospital, because that disrupts patient's sleep, and also it increases sometimes stress. And of course, it increases the noise. Create more peaceful environment for the patients. We have to ensure that we create more peaceful environment for the patient, so that the patient takes rest, he is de-stressed, he feels better, he feels more communicated while he is communicating with the healthcare workers. Safety, wayfinding, and amenities. Safety and security. Patient needs to feel safe and secure within the hospital environment. It is very important. There can be, the chances of safety hazards. So we have to ensure that the patient, if in a hospital, should be safe and sound. The adequate safety measures, well-lit hallways, and the parking areas, and the clear signage contribute to patient comfort. Hospitals should have robust infection control practices in place to ensure patient safety. We have to ensure that the hospital premises are fire safe. We have to ensure there are processes set in case of emergencies. We have to ensure that patient is safe when he enters the hospital till he leaves. It is the hospital's responsibility. His health, his security is the hospital's responsibility. We have to ensure that, the parking areas, there are security measures in the parking areas and hallways. There are basically signages to direct the patient to various departments. Wayfinding and signage ahead. Navigating through a large hospital can be a challenge. Of course, for you, you may be entering hospital every day as a healthcare worker, but for patients, sometimes it is the first time. And when he sees a huge hospital, he just feels lost. So navigating through a large hospital is a challenge for the patients. Here, we have to ensure that there is clear signage, directions, maps, helps patient find their way easily. And now with the automation, you can also have a navigation app in the patient's phone while he enters the hospital, and he can locate the departments he wants to go. A well-designed wayfinding system contributes to positive patient experience by improving accessibility and minimizing frustration. Yes, person may get frustrated if he is finding an OPD and he has gone, the OPDs are spread on three floors, and then you are on the ground floor searching where is your OPD. It can be frustrating. You go to first floor, if a patient goes to first floor and the reception staff there says no, the OPD is not here, you have to go to third floor. On third floor, he comes to know the OPD he is looking for is on the ground floor. When he reaches ground floor, he is going to be agitated and frustrated, because he has actually went through whole hospital looking for this OPD services. But a wayfinding system can make it easy. The communication or the clear signage can make it easy and of course enhance patients' experience in the hospital. Amenities, art, family spaces and technology. Amenities and facilities. Access to amenities and facilities can enhance patient satisfaction. This may include comfortable waiting areas with sitting, access to refreshments, easily accessible and clean restrooms, Wi-Fi connectivity. Providing amenities that cater to patient needs and preferences such as play areas for children and designated space for relaxation contributes to more positive experience. Yes, the amenities what are provided in the hospital provide a positive impact on the patient and the patient's attendant who are there in the hospital. While a pediatric patient who comes to consult a doctor may feel cranky with the ambience of the hospital, a small play area in the pediatric OPD can actually enhance his experience in the hospital. So a small amenity or a small facility or a small gesture can definitely enhance and leave a positive impact on the patient. Art and decor. Incorporating art, pleasant decor and natural elements into the hospital environment positively impacts patients. See, patients may like to enter a hospital which doesn't look like a hospital. It has to give him a feeling that, oh, this is a place where I can be treated to and it doesn't look hospital. See, every patient, for him, hospital is not a good place to be. And there is always this ambience which, leaves that impact, leaves impact on the patients. So, we have to ensure that the decor is pleasant and the natural elements, lights are flowing in the rooms of the patient or in the hospital. The artwork and the nature-inspired elements have been shown to reduce stress and promote healing. The create a more calming atmosphere. Yes, it creates definitely a more calming experience when you see there is, the paintings or the artworks or the color of the walls also play a role here, which reduces patient stress. You also have soft music playing in the background, which helps calming down patient in the hospital atmosphere. The family and the visitor spaces. Recognizing the importance of families and visitors in the hospital should provide dedicated space where the loved ones can comfortably wait and support the patient. Yes, we understand that it is not only about patient care. The attendant of the patient suffers equally. While he is waiting for his loved ones to get well, we have to ensure that he is comfortable in the premises. The waiting areas for the attendants are well maintained. They are clean. The chairs are comfortable. Or if you have, better beds available in the night for the patient, or you can have a different sleeping room for the patient's attendant while he is awaiting for his loved ones to get well. So though we are considering and it's a patient centered, we have to also consider the attendant or the family member who is also struggling in the hospital for the well-being of the patient. These areas should be inviting and well-equipped and respectful of the privacy and comfort. So we have to ensure the visiting spaces are also well-equipped and respectful to privacy. So now let's understand and go ahead with technology integration. Yes, with digital, digitalization, technology is one of the integral part of hospital experience. So integration of technologies, the physical environment can improve patient experience and satisfaction. It includes electronic health record system, patient portals for accessing medical information, besides entertainment systems and other technological solutions that facilitate communication and engagement. See, there has to be films, or there has to be an informative video which has to be playing, which will be playing, talking about or telling, informing about the hospital services, the diseases and the specialty of the doctors. So it is an ongoing process where patients are aware about, the services in the hospital. It helps us to better communicate and engage with the patient, as well as the medical information should be available on the website, which is accessible to the patient and the patient portals here. Importance of staff empathy. Building trust and rapport. Empathy from healthcare staff helps establish trust and rapport with the patient. When the patient feels understood and valued, they are more likely to open up. Anyone would open up if they have someone who establishes, who is trustworthy, who is, understanding, who is the person where you can express the concerns and you know that the concerns will be resolved. You have to give that comfort, build that trust and rapport. Patients appreciate healthcare providers who genuinely empathize with their experience. See, it is not always that some diseases are not curable. We all know that. But we have to ensure that we empathize with the patient. We understand their situation. We understand their concerns while we are also, explaining the patient about the health. We may, come across a patient who is on a deathbed, but at that time, empathizing with the patient, empathizing with the attendant is very important for a healthcare worker. Building trust and rapport is very important with the patient and the attendant. Enhanced communication. Empathetic staff members communicate effectively with patients. So while you have to build in rapport, how are you going to build in rapport? By communicating. The communication is the key. Actively listening, showing understanding and responding with compassion. See, it is very important while you understand the concerns, you also respond with communication. Otherwise, if there is a patient who is just talking about his concerns and he feels you're not interested to listen because you are into multiple tasks, he may not open up the next time. He may not come to you for help or he may not show you his concerns. So it is very important that, while you listen actively, you also respond with compassion. This type of communication fosters a sense of partnership. The patient feels comfortable asking questions, expressing their preferences, and discussing their healthcare goals. The empathetic communication reduces misunderstanding. Yes, it helps reducing the misunderstandings and ensure that patients have a clear understanding of their condition and treatment options. Unless the communication is done appropriately, the patient may raise his concerns or may not be satisfied with the plan of care, what he is undergoing. So communication is always the key while we are enhancing the patient's experience, while we are treating the patients in the hospital. Emotional support. Dealing with illness or being in healthcare setting can be emotionally challenging. Yes, I have spoken in my previous slide that for us, hospital can be an everyday task. But for a patient, he has his own apprehensions while he's entering the hospital. There is a fear, there is a depression, there is a stress. So dealing with illness or being in healthcare setting is emotionally draining for the patient or emotionally challenging. Empathetic staff members provide patient with emotional support that by acknowledging his fears. If a patient, you have to provide that emotional support to the patient so his fears, anxieties and concerns are taken care of. Offering a compassionate presence and providing reassurance helps alleviate emotional distress. You may find a patient who is scared of the needles. Just holding a hand, comforting the patient may change his experience. He may feel that, his fear is considered. By talking to him that it is just an injection also makes a huge difference. He feels that, okay, he feels more comfort, he feels more comfortable with the staff. He feels, he's being acknowledged. His fears are normal. Making it feel that it is normal. It's okay. Helps elevate emotional distress. Reassurance helps elevate emotional distress and contributes to a more positive experience. Benefits of staff empathy and professionalism. Yes, there are multiple benefits of staff empathy and professionalism. It is going to change the patient experience in the hospital. It is going to change patient satisfaction rate in the hospital. And it is going to help us build a stronger healthcare systems. Patient-centered care. So it is empathy is fundamental component of patient-centered care, which tailors healthcare services to meet individual patient needs and preferences. Staff empathy helps healthcare providers understanding patients' unique circumstances, values, and goals, allowing for personalized care plans. Incorporating patients' preferences and involving them in decision making enhances patient satisfaction and engagement in their own care. We have already spoken that how if patient is given an opportunity to decide for him or make giving him a decision making, you know, right, help increase or enhance the patient satisfaction and how he feels the part of his treatment plan. Improved patient outcomes. Research shows that empathetic care positively influences the patient outcome. Patients who feel heard, understood, and supported by the healthcare providers are more likely to adhere to the treatment plans. Yes, it is very important. While you know, it improves the outcomes. While your consultant, if a patient comes with the queries, and you know, you resolve those queries. If patient comes again with the similar queries, you again talk to the patient and make him understand the queries. It is always going to benefit the patient. He feels that he is being heard. He feels that the treatment. See there. For when we plan treatment for patients, for him, he may not feel serious about it, or he may feel overstressed. Oh, how am I going to follow all these medications? This is going to change my complete life. No, you have to ensure that all his concerns are heard, his proper medical advices are given, and he's engaged in the healthy behaviors. Empathetic staff members can motivate and empower patient to take an active role in managing their health by empowering, you know, providing empathy, by, you know, understanding his concerns. You basically empower patient to be an active participant in being healthy, in getting well soon, in, you know, better treatment outcomes. Professionalism and trustworthiness. When we are in healthcare, the privacy of patient is a foremost part of a professionalism. It's a very important and a pivotal part of the professionalism. As a healthcare worker, we come across a lot of private information for the patient, and we have to ensure that we keep it confidential. Confidential so the patient's trust in you remains same or stagnant. The professionalism healthcare settings establish the credibility and trustworthiness of the healthcare team. Patients expect healthcare providers to demonstrate professionalism through ethical behavior, maintaining confidentiality and respecting their autonomy. Professionalism conduct reinforces patients' confidence, contributing to the positive patient experience. We have all spoken about it, how confidentiality or privacy of the patient should be important, and how he would not appreciate if his healthcare information is leaked or is shared with the person he doesn't want to share with. So while you share, if someone asks you for a confidential information or health information about a patient, ensure that you take a permission of the patient and then only share the information. If a patient approves that this person should be aware about health, then only you have to, you know, reveal the information. Otherwise, you have to respect his privacy. Managing difficult situations. Empathy and professionalism are particularly important in managing challenging situations, such as delivering difficult diagnosis, discussing treatment options, or addressing patient dissatisfaction. See, sometimes patient may be dissatisfied with his line of treatment. He may not be happy with what treatment is planned for him, or he may be unhappy with the services provided. There would be some treatment options which will be difficult for a patient to understand. There can be a difficult or life-threatening diagnosis which need to be told to the patient. So all this, you know, in all these situations, it is, you have to ensure that you manage them aptly. You are showing empathy and professionalism during these situations. The healthcare professionals who approach this situation with empathy and professionalism can navigate them sensitively, supporting patients and their families during emotionally charged times. Showing the empathy during this situation can build a bridge between you and the patient, or healthcare workers and the patients, emotionally supporting them. It's a difficult time for them, and providing an empathy and professionalism actually can help them to come out of those situations.